Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second, the right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Len Gabrielson. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Manny Mota. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. And now, play ball. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into right field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Santo reaches second base with a double. Clemens moves to third. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is walked intentionally. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mota. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfitano strikes out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemens strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Allie reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Allie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Bailey moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to second. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodgers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodgers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-1 in the game. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schofield. Broglio moves to second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Broglio moves to third. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Broglio scores. Amalfitano moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mota. Williams reaches second base with a double. Amalfitano scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mota. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank Bourque now pitching. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gabrielson hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gabrielson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schaefer. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Frank Bourque. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gabrielson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broglio hits a fly ball into right field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gabrielson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibbon covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gabrielson hits a line drive towards short. Schofield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Cowan reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowan moves to third. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowan scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Broglio bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano is walked intentionally. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clemens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.